Of the Sussex County Council, January the 27th. We'd like to begin with the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That snow's coming down.
Approval of the agenda. Are there any amendments or additions or deletions?
I don't have any changes.
If there are no changes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So move you.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes. Approval of the minutes. In your packet, we've had January 13th and January 20th to be approved. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin?
We have two items. If anyone else has something, feel free to hand it down. First is a letter from the Cape and Lopen Senior Center thanking council for a human service grant that they have used to replace their roof and fix the siding of their building. We have a letter from the Sussex County League of Women Voters signed by Carol Jones thanking council for the decision council made to assist them with the funding of their publication, They Represent You. And they say that that pamphlet is well received and hope that it will assist the county in acquainting members of the public with resources that are available to them. That's all the correspondence.
Any of the council members or the administrator have other correspondence to enter into the record? If not, we'll ask Mr. Baker for his administrator's report.
Okay, thank you. The first item on the agenda today, and we have a handout that's coming down, is a proposal regarding, that was approved actually by the State of Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council, which handles funding for wastewater for the state. And we have talked about this a little bit in the past, but the Clean Water Advisory Council approved a 50% grant towards the cost of a study to provide a more detailed cost estimate and analysis of wastewater treatment and disposal options for the city of Rehoboth using the county's Wolf Neck and or Inland Bays facilities. And with us today, we have Mayor Sam Cooper and Councilman Stan Mills and Town Manager Greg Faris from the City of Rehoboth, as well as, of course, County Engineer Mike Izzo. And the grant, which was approved last Wednesday at their meeting, would be for $36,674, 50% of the cost of the study. The remaining costs would be funded by through the City of Rehoboth, and also part of that would be paid for by the Dewey Sewer District and the Henlopen Acres Sewer Districts, which are county sewer districts, but which are treated, their waste is treated by the City of Rehoboth. We currently have an agreement with the City of Rehoboth so that we pay towards the cost of operations of the Rehoboth treatment facility based on the flow that we provide. And in looking at the flow in the over the past 3 years, the Dewey Sewer flow is 34.6% of the total Rehoboth flow, and the Henlopen Acres flow is 3.7%. So out of the, if you approve this agreement, then the city of Rehoboth would be responsible for $22,628 maximum, Dewey Sewer $12,689 maximum, and Henlopen Acres $1,357 maximum. And the other, of course, this would also be subject to approval by the City Council Rehoboth because they have not acted on this yet. The scope of the work for the study has been reviewed and agreed to, at least by staff and some of the members of the City Council of the City of Rehoboth. And we'd just like to review the scope briefly. Again, this was a result of a request by the City of Rehoboth for more detailed cost information as to what it would cost for the county to handle treatment and disposal of wastewater. As far as the scope of the work, the consultant would Whitman Recwart and Stearns and Wheeler is part of this also. Stearns and Wheeler is the consultant for Rehoboth, so that would be part. They would be a subcontract as part of this. They would analyze the possibility of untreated wastewater from Rehoboth being pumped to Wolf Neck and then disposed of at Wolf Neck or Inland Bays. They would also analyze treated effluent from Rehoboth being pumped to Wolf Neck for disposal at Wolf Neck or Inland Bays. They would look at operating data over the last 3 years. They would estimate future wastewater flows, and then they would estimate what analyze and determine what improvements would be necessary at Inland Bays and Wolf Neck. They would look at the spray irrigation disposal capacity at Wolf Neck and Inland Bays, the impact on future plant expansion by diverting flows to Inland Bays, for instance. What does that do to the capacity in the future for spray irrigation for the county? They would look at a cost-sharing model. They would also analyze private wastewater options that we have based on the information we have available now, and if we have the results of an RFP at that time, they would incorporate that. They would make a presentation to the County Council and, of course, to the City of Rehoboth. Again, the total agreement as proposed is $73,348. And again, the state of Delaware has indicated they would cover half of it. And then the remaining costs would be covered by the City of Rehoboth and then partially by Dewey Sewer and Henlopen Sewer. So I don't know if Mayor Cooper or City Councilman Mills or Greg Priest would have any comments or like to say anything.
You know,
if
there are any questions about it.
Come on down, Sam.
I guess, you know, just a brief.
Name for the record, please.
Samuel Cooper, Mayor of the City of Rehoboth Beach.
We
do the same thing. That's okay. I think everybody's aware the city, under the TMDL that was established for the Inland Bays, has to get our discharge out of the Rehoboth Canal and ultimately the Rehoboth Bay. And we studied four possibilities with land application. The problem we had was finding the land. And I think the key here is that the county seems to own the land that would make this possible, but we don't know what the costs would be. So this study would look at it, evaluating what those costs would be to the county and the city in order to do that. And I think it's important, too, that the county understands, you know, and would flesh out what they would expect from such an arrangement, too, because, as I said, you already own the land and how you would want to be reimbursed for that and those sorts of things. But this is a truly important step for us in trying to narrow down the possibilities would be to flesh out and put costs on this land application proposal of partnering with the county.
Sam, do you have a time frame you have to live within? I mean, a window you have to make these decisions and
Well, we're in some ways we're kind of living on borrowed time, but we're not in a crucial yet. We, under the consent order we signed with the state of Delaware, the discharge has to be eliminated by the end of December 2014. But backing that up for construction of whatever the ultimate solution is and engineering and permits and that sort of thing, we have a good amount of time left, but we can't be, you know, dallying. We need, you know, we want to take the time to look at possible alternatives that you know,
sure,
that are feasible, but we don't want to be wasting time because we don't have
to. Mr. Izzo, I assume this is something you think we should be doing?
We have talked about this back and forth with the city of Rehoboth for a couple of years. There's been correspondence that's gone back and forth, either letters from the city to the county asking that we look into this, or from the county to the city suggesting that we pursue this. So this kind of falls in line with the communication that's gone between the county and the city the last couple of years.
Thank you.
Sam, is the city still looking at ocean outfall?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the of the four alternatives we looked at, it was the most, it was the one that rose to the top because it was doable. Two of the alternatives, rapid infiltration beds, we didn't feel were met the consent order because of the nutrients that they leave behind. And deep well injection was the other one we looked at, and there was just a lot of issues with that. So technically, it was land application and ocean outfall. We could not find the land that we could was any way affordable, even if we could find it, and land and ocean outfall was clearly still on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done, and hopefully we'll publish the report very shortly, a more detailed analysis of the costs involved with ocean outfall to compare that with what would come out of this study.
But the purpose of this study is to get a united cooperation between the county and the city. Why is it necessary? I don't know why it's necessary.
With the study?
Why do we need it?
It determines it more accurately would determine the cost to the city of Rehoboth of.
We can't do that ourselves?
Well.
With our engineering department can't do that?
I think it would be, we are part of this. I mean, we have worked on cost and what estimates and whatnot, but there's quite a bit of work to do in terms of pump stations and mm-hmm. size of pipes and mm-hmm. and analyzing from an engineering standpoint of what needs to be done to provide a possible solution, or you know, and this is planning. It's not design. It's just planning to estimate. You know, like if mm-hmm. it's a separate force main that has to run that would run from Wolf Neck to Inland Bays, what would be the cost of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or
from Wolf Neck to Inland Bays.
Right.
Because Wolf Neck isn't, we're not considering increasing the capacity at Wolf Neck, are we?
Well, we're limited at Wolf Neck because of the spray fields. So
we're
pretty much.
Right. But there already was a study by Stearns and Wheeler or whatever their name is. Didn't you already have one that you were working with, Sam? Because I went to one of your meetings a long time ago about this, and it seems like it's going on forever and ever and ever.
We looked at the cost of spray irrigation, and there were some assumptions made if we had to pump the waste so far, but we did not find the site, so it was
kind of
a what if.
All right.
Again, I think one of the important things here is that, you know, the county has to come to grips with if we were to do something joint, if there's a pipeline to be built from Inland Bays or from Wolf Neck to Inland Bays, you know, how do we share the cost of that? Is it 50-50? Is it mm-hmm. based on flows? And that's going to impact greatly. You know, the cost to the city if that were a possibility. But it's kind of what the county would want to get out of it.
Well, each of us have our own constituencies. We have the county and you have the town. So we're trying to, you know, each get a feel of where we stand in this process. And I think Sam's right, it may on the cost sharing. So this ought to break it down better than if we did it or you did it individually. You know, so. I don't know. I'm sure the information is going to be helpful.
Mr. Baker, is there action required by the council, or is this for information only?
Approval of the agreement would be required, and I do have it. I would suggest making it subject to approval by the city of Rehoboth, since this was a request by the city of Rehoboth, and also final approval by the state for their share of the grant, because I think they have a process where the DENREC secretary or whatever has to approve, sign off on it.
I think it was kind of a toss-up who was going to take the lead here, but because your engineers, Whitman Reckwart, are going to be the ones mostly involved, it was decided the county probably ought to take the lead and actually administer and ask for the grant. And I, you know, thank Mr. Baker, Mr. Izzo, for all their work working with the Clean Water Advisory Council. We kind of had a mix up there, but they were great in keeping with it and getting it done.
Yeah, I think we owe it to the public to work together. Does this include our being tied to putting an RFP out for a private company to provide the services?
This does not include preparation
of an RFP. We're not committed
to that. It does include an analysis, which is on that scope of services number 9.
Here on the back.
To analyze private wastewater options. This evaluation will be limited to an assessment of cost based upon a contract agreement, which was a proposal dated November 26, or any responses received by a request for proposals generated by the county during the study period. So there would be a basically we're trying to, the attempt would be to provide information to the city of Rehoboth so they can look at the options.
The RFP does bring up the issue of, does this interfere with the RFP the council was moving forward on as voted on last year?
I don't think so. I think it's sort of a separate issue. I mean, the private, this would be a sort of a county spray option. You've got the outfall, you've got this county spray option, then you have the private land application option. So there's sort of three different things.
Very good. If there are no other questions for Mr. Cooper or Mr. Baker, Mr. Baker, do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department and Administration, that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute an agreement number 11 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart and Associates, which references the performance of a planning study to evaluate a joint land application project with the City of Rehoboth, subject to approval by the City of Rehoboth for approximately 61.7% of net cost, plus final approval by the State of Delaware for a 50% grant.
And do you have an estimate of that net cost? I'm sorry?
The net cost for Rehoboth, or the net cost, the total net cost is $36,674.
Of which the county is responsible for 61%?
No, the Rehoboth would be responsible for $22,628, and then the county would be responsible for $14,046. And the other thing I might mention is, like practically all our other engineering agreements, it's based on the time they actually work. This is a maximum. If they
not to exceed,
this is a not to exceed, so that they. They have to get it done, the work, the scope of work done for this amount at a maximum. So if they bill us based on the hourly rate, and if they work less on it, then our bills would be less.
Based on that reading, is there a motion to that effect?
If it's more, they bill more.
If they, no. They,
the limit.
They're, that's the limit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the maximum amount. Yes.
I would entertain a motion.
So move you.
Yeah, second.
There is a motion by Mr. Vincent, a second by Mr. Cole, to move forward with the agreement as read by the county administrator. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you. The next item is a board.